Hey, John Stewart here. As a close friend and fan of the Hansen family, I've been receiving their holiday newsletter for many years now. Each December, I look forward to opening the mailbox and finding Mom Hansen's annual update on the goings-on of my very favorite young little rock Muppets. I didn't get one last year, but, all right. I guess I'm back on the mailing list here, because I think I got one right here. Let's see. Oh, here it is. It's the annual Hansen family Christmas newsletter. This is nice. To whom it may concern. Ho, ho, ho. Zach has herpes. There. Happy now? You try controlling an 11-year-old millionaire with a hard-on for strippers. And for those of you wondering about last year's newsletter, there wasn't one. If you must know, I was at a retreat in Hazelden, Minnesota, and they didn't allow pens or pencils or any other sharp implements for that matter. It's been quite a ride. I sit here alone in my hotel suite, pen in one hand, bottle of Glenlivet in the other. A gun at my feet. Darkness all around me. First of all, to all you nosy parkers in the crowd, I did not embezzle money from my family. I don't give a rat's ass what the judge says. I am their manager. Co-manager. I had every right to that money. I gave birth to those boys. What did Gary do? His 3 minutes of dirty business? Foreplay, please. Whispering the Bible says be fruitful and multiply before ejaculating and passing out isn't foreplay. 7 times I allowed that man to sully me. 7 times. I'm tired, so very tired. Someone had to have some fiscal responsibility. Christ! Do you know what Taylor and Isaac did on their big Africa tour? Sat in a hotel restaurant ordering lasagna made from $1,000 bills and white tiger's blood. Oh, not all the time, of course, no. Sometimes they would lock themselves in their hotel rooms doing what looked and tasted like high-grade Brazilian heroin. Where was their father, you might ask? Oh, I don't know. Maybe shacked up in some backwater Indonesian sucky bar. Maybe it's just me, but I still believe in a thing called statutory rape laws. You think I'm bitter? You think I'm beaten? You think I might take the pills I have in my hand, wash them down with scotch, and glide off into a world of euphoria where all my pain will cease? Ha! No, this old girl has some fight in her yet. Believe it. I know things. Things that would be worth a lot of money if they got out. And not the usual bullshit. The tailor is f***ing Naomi Campbell shit. I could put a lot of people in jail. You think I'm bluffing? You try me. I dare you. I miss my angels. I just want to talk to them. I could f***ing kill Gary with my bare hands and not blink. I could stare into his eyes as he begged for my mercy and forgiveness, and I could snuff out his life and then go back to my lunch as though nothing happened. I miss them so much. Do they care? Of course not. Hey, some crude garage mix of the little bastards rehearsing Christmas music just went to number one on the holiday charts. Think Kenny G is choking on his own c*** over that one? I believe these tiny ingrates, who I gave life to, could sing into a bag of their own s*** and 10 million girls whose life ambition is to someday get breast implants would spend their hard-earned abortion money just to cradle it in their arms. But hey, it was a great run, huh? Better to burn out than to fade away. What do I care? I still have more money than any of you will ever have in a lifetime of being paid by the government not to grow corn. Merry f***ing Christmas. God is dead. Eileen Hansen. Wow, that's really nice. I wonder if I'm going to get one next year. Remind me to send them a fruit basket.